Welcome to MikeBird.fm. You're listening to the iPod Shuffle Show, coming to you from the heart of Wales. The show that rocks. And now your host, the Sweet Manic. Over to you, girls.
Hello, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Robin.
And this is the iPod Shuffle Show with the Sweet Manics.
Welcome to the show this fine, lovely night.
Lovely night. Lovely October night.
It is. It's quite glorious today, wasn't it, Rach?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Though I got up really early this morning to go to work and it was raining.
Really?
Yes, it was. I had my scarf on and I was thinking, where are my gloves?
Oh.
So, yeah, we were opening the show there with a bit of Kim Wilde, Kids in America. I remember dancing to that song on my dance mat back in the day.
Good old dance mat.
Yeah. So up next, we've got a bit of a Nickelback.
Try to take the path, let's travel by. yesterday was your last day. Tomorrow was too late to say goodbye yesterday.
Today was your last day. So, Rachel, what would you do on your last day?
I'd find a way to see everyone that I loved, family and friends, you know, say my goodbyes. Well, actually, maybe I wouldn't say goodbye. Maybe I'd just give them all a big hug and tell them how much I loved them and then just, you know.
Depart,
yeah. And I'd probably do something crazy like skydive or bungee jump, something like that. And I'd probably eat my weight in chocolate and ice cream as well. Oh yeah, what would you do?
I was thinking maybe something along the lines of going to a theme park and
going
on some really awesome rides. But yeah, obviously I would have to say goodbye to the friends and the family.
Nearest and dearest.
I wouldn't tell them I was going though. I would be like, I would just act normal.
Yeah, that's what I would do as well.
It would be too heartbreaking otherwise.
Oh, I'd be emotional.
You don't
want
to be sad on your last day, do you?
No.
Aww. You want it to be happy.
Yeah. Good send off.
Yes, exactly. So moving on, we've got a bit of ABBA next, Rich.
Cool. A female duo, I guess. Well, yep. Well, sort of, you know, they've got the guys.
Well, yeah, actually, no.
Two female vocalists. Oh, well, the guys sing as well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
So Rachel's just completely wrong,
yeah, again.
As usual.
Yeah. To be honest, though, I think we should, like, make our outfits more like theirs, you know. A bit quite jazzy, maybe.
Yeah, we should definitely go back to that fashion sequin type clothes.
big crazy hair, platform boots.
Let's you can do that, right? So yeah, this song is Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
There we go, nice bit of ABBA with you there. Now, if you want to have a little chat to us. Our chat room is now open, and on the micspirit.fm website, if you just go on the chat room little section, there's a little drop down bit, and on the Blog Talk Radio chat room.
The chat room is for chatting.
Yes, you can talk to us and tell us what you think of our playlist tonight.
And if there's any songs that you want to hear next week,
yes,
then let us know.
Let us know.
Because we can't do anything about it otherwise.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Rach?
We can't read your mind. We're not like Mike, you know.
We are not psychic. Yeah. Well, we're going to slow things down next, aren't we, Rach?
Yeah.
With a nice bit of Leonard Cohen. I played him 2 weeks ago, and I'm playing him again, but a different song. So,
yes, enjoy.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reasons, and that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love. For the workers in song, probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of them jiving around. I remember you well in Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen rock. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often.
That was lovely.
Yeah, you enjoyed that.
Really enjoyed that.
Aww.
What do you think, Rachel? I haven't heard that song before, have you?
No, I haven't actually heard much of Leonard Cohen myself, but
Leonard boy.
The things I've heard you play in, I really like them. Really nice feel to them.
Get on with them, Rachel.
Yeah, I will. I'll go home and I'll go on Spotify and I'll have a good old listen, because yeah, I do really like his voice. It's very soothing.
It is.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yes.
So what's next, Rob? A bit of a
Avril Lavigne. Something not so soothing, actually. Yes, a bit of Avril Lavigne.
Oh, cool.
From her latest album. What was it called? Goodbye Lullaby.
Yeah.
What did you think of that album, Rich?
Well, to be honest, I've been an Avril fan since she came out, really, and yeah. I really liked her first albums, but I think we both agreed that her third album wasn't as strong, and mm-hmm. I don't feel that, even though she is kind of going back to her roots in this album, I still don't feel that she's back to her best, you know?
It's still too poppy for my liking, because she wasn't in her first two albums. She wasn't really like that.
No.
There's kind of a darker vibe going on.
Yeah, I agree.
Now she's like all pink and fluffy.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, someone sold out.
Yeah. I do like this
but
song,
but we'll
though.
Still play her anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is What the Hell. What the hell, Avril?
You.
Avril debate continued then when the mics went off.
It did indeed. I went to see her once.
Yeah, but, I remember actually. Ages and ages and ages ago.
Yeah.
Rachel was just very, very little.
It wasn't trying to shut me up. It was.
She was a little baby.
Oh,
in a prom.
Yeah, she was not good really. Anyway. I remember she was playing like a really quiet song and she had an acoustic guitar out and everything was quiet and I went like, Avril!
Did she look at your
yeah,
age?
Yeah, she did.
She waved at you.
Well, she looked in my direction. I was far away, but she was like, huh?
Did she say, Rachel?
Yeah. Of course she did. We were outside waiting for her for ages, but then she was too ill to come out, apparently.
Ha, too ill.
And I'd made this massive poster, and it was awesome, and I really wanted to show it to her, but she didn't come out, sadly.
Oh, well, I remember a similar story when we went to see the Lost Prophets, and we spent hours making a lot of profits.
All the films from the Markers as well were getting into our lungs. And
yeah, the Lost Prophets are a Welsh band. And they come from quite close to us, don't they, Rich? And they're amazing. We went to see them. And as Rachel said, we used like markers on the poster and stained my bedroom floor. I had to put a rug over it to hide it from my parents. And then we didn't even get to use the poster because we got trampled.
Yep.
At the gig.
Oh, next time.
Bad time.
We can. You've still got the poster, haven't you?
I put it in the bin when I moved house.
Oh, what?
I know. I couldn't keep it, right? Took up valuable space.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. We'll just have to make a new one.
We'll see the Lost Prophets one day and enjoy it.
Yes.
Yes. Well, this next song is actually, it's a cover of a Pussycat Doll song.
Oh, aye.
Yes. A song called When I Grow Up, but it's a band called Mayday Parade singing it.
Awesome.
So it's something a bit different.
Let's do it.
So yeah, let's give it a blast.
Boys call you sexy, and you don't care what they say. Every time you turn around, I'm screaming your name. Now I've got a confession. When I was young, I wanted attention. And I promised myself that I'd do everything.
Good, don't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
It is a bit different. Yeah. What do you think? Better than Pussycat Dolls?
I think so, yeah.
And me, because I'm not a massive fan, to be honest, of the Pussycat Dolls.
Me.
It's a bit too girly for me.
Yeah.
And a bit too sexual as well. It's
very
like, ooh,
sexual.
Look at me.
Yeah.
We'll take our clothes off to sell songs.
Yeah.
I'm just not into that, Rach. I'm just not into it.
listening to either, Rob?
Oh, we're going to go back in time now, aren't we?
Ooh.
We've just had some recent songs, and now, yeah, we're going to jump in our time machine and go back to the 80s for this greatest 80s hit.
That's where it's at, though, isn't it, Rob, the 80s?
Oh, yeah, that's where it's happening. This song is by Cutting Crew, and I do believe you enjoy this song, Rachel?
I do, I love it, yeah. I said to you earlier when I saw it on the playlist, I was like, oh, yes. Yeah, it's really cool.
That's Rachel loves this song. So we hope that you all love it too. Don't we, Rach?
Yes.
This is Cutting Crew.
Yeah.
brilliant.
Cheese on toast, that was, right?
Oh my god.
Cheese on toast.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say that.
Oh,
I'd rather out of my mouth.
Yeah. That was meatloaf, innit?
Yeah.
We were just talking about meatloaf.
Yeah.
He's on my mind.
Oh, yeah, very cheesy, but very good.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it's a dramatic song, isn't it?
It is. It's very dramatic. If you were singing it, you'd have to have both hands in the air.
Yeah. Well, down on your knees as well, like,
yeah. Really going for it.
You can't get much more dramatic than dying in someone's arms, can you?
No. I guess you can't.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on swiftly. We're going to play a bit of Robbie Williams for you. Bit of a cheeky chappy.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Rachel used to fancy him.
And you did.
I know.
Oh.
So we used to find this song really funny, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because he makes funny noises.
Yeah. Listen out for the funny noises.
Yeah. So this song was called Radio, which is funny because you're listening to it on the radio.
Oh.
See what I did there?
I do. Very good. Clever.
I know, I'm funny, and I.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is Radio.
Ouch. He stole my attic. I feel it in the static. He lives in my basement, and I can hardly face it. My performance is easy. I am the god of romance, and in my confusion, I'll have the right to reign. He stole my Oscars. He trades on my jokes. He makes all my engines go up. Retribution, and away we go. Something's happening.
bit of a shock then, that did.
I thought it was part of it, to be honest.
It is.
All right.
What did you think it was?
I thought you'd accidentally played the beginning of the first song like I always do.
No, I don't do that, Rachel. No, it's part of the song. It's a good, like, thump at the end.
Dun, dun.
Ah, cool.
Nice touch.
It is a nice touch. I like that song.
Yeah, me too. Quite groovy.
Ouch, ouch. Ouch, ouch.
I'm literally saying ouch, ouch right now as well because I've got indigestion.
Rachel always gets indigestion constantly.
Yeah, and I've got some banana milkshake here to hopefully ease the pain and soothe my gut.
Ew. I know why you've got indigestion, Rachel, because you devoured a massive Indian on the weekend.
Oh, I did. It was
Indian
huge.
Takeaway.
Yeah. It's very nice.
I hope you enjoyed
the works.
Because I didn't have one.
Aw. I'll get you one soon.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Yes, okay. Well, this next song is by a young man. Well, actually, it's a band called Adamant. Heard?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I have.
Only because of you, though. Only because of, like, your mother loves him, doesn't she?
Yeah, she used to fancy him.
Yeah.
With all his makeup.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know why I said that.
So, yeah, this song is called Stand and Deliver. That was certainly an experience.
It was cool. I like that.
Adamant songs are always very out there.
Oh, yeah, very different, very unique.
That voice that just doesn't quite sound good.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what it reminded me of, Rach?
What?
Do you know that Sex Pistols song?
Yes!
Who Killed Bambi?
I knew you were going to say
we
that.
We were on the same wavelength. Right?
Yeah.
Who Killed Bambi? That is literally how they sing it.
It is. We used to do that all the time. We used to sing that to each other.
We found it funny.
Yeah.
What's next, Rob? We got a bit of Enrique next.
Ooh.
And I put it in there because I know you find him attractive.
Well, yes, you and me both, again, you know.
Yeah, the whole Spanish thing going on.
Yeah.
He's got a good voice as well, hasn't he?
Oh, he's got a very good voice.
To him.
Yeah.
That song, Escape, that he does,
yes.
Where he just hits, like, the highest note.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Do the note, Rich.
Well, I can't. I literally can't.
Okay. Because
it's so high.
It is very, very high. For a woman.
Yeah.
And he's a man.
I don't know how he did that.
I don't know how he did it.
He does it. And on the recording, we were like, oh, you know, we might be a bit, you know, altered, like, but we heard it. We listened to him doing it live as well, didn't we?
Yep. Literally a scream.
I wish we were playing that one, though.
I know, aren't we?
Oh.
Why didn't I put that one in there?
Another time.
Another time. Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, this song is called Tired of Being Sorry. And I'm tired of being sorry, right?
Are you, Rob?
No.
Well, stop doing bad things.
Crying out for you.
We went straight into a Girls Aloud track there. Yes, sexy. No, no, no.
Girls Aloud are a British female pop band.
Yes, they are.
And Cheryl Cole actually had a bit of a stint on The X Factor in America, but she got thrown off, didn't she?
Oh, too bad. Too bad, Cheryl. Next up, we got The Killers.
Play for
the Killers, eh?
I love the Killers.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome.
Love them. It's almost time for us to wrap things up, actually. It's been a great show.
It has, as usual.
Yeah,
as usual. As usual, right?
We're going to be back at the same time next week, so
same
make
time,
sure
same place.
Us.
So if you want to hear some more, I'm going to say it, pretty awesome song.
Yes.
Yes, we have good taste.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, tune into the iPod Shuffle show next week.
Catch you then, guys. Bye.
Listening to the iPod Shuffle Show with your host, the Sweet Manix, on MikeBird.fm. Don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place. Same great music, same great station.